97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Beer 30 is brought to you by the Wine Country Big Q. Sonoma County's Barbecue Festival going on tomorrow. Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds in Petaluma. Everyone loves barbecue and beer, so come on down. Some of the best pitmasters in the country will be there. Tickets and info at winecountrybigq.com. I, too, will be there. They made me one of the judges of the Tailgater Challenge.
I, 3 will be there.
Oh, hi.
Me, 4.
Oh, look. Reunited. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio right now. Yeah, you guys will be there as well to cue
yes.
stuff for
so
people.
We have to pretend like we don't know each other? Is that the whole thing? Like, we don't want to seem like
no,
it's unfair.
He's Tailgater. Tailgater. You guys are above that. You're like more professional, right?
Yeah, we are KCBS. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah. They won't allow me to judge that. I'm down here. You're up here.
So, oh, stop.
Hey, their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer, and it's on all the podcasting locations. all right, so in the house, we have literally
house, the hen house.
The hen house in the house.
That was awesome.
For today.
Yeah, this is their incredible pale ale. IPA. That's what they call IPA. I think it's pretty funny. yeah, Hen House is this little brewery here in Sonoma County. You know, they started off in Petaluma and then made their way to Santa Rosa. But this is, you know, they draw a pretty big demand at retail and bars. They make good beer. Their IPA is, this is 6.9%. And we go through our AATMF with the beer. You know, this has definitely got that hazy look.
Definitely
appearance
hazy.
To it. They don't note that anywhere in the can, so I'm not sure if they're trying to just sneak one past and make it
shock
a little hazy. I don't know.
Yeah,
who knows?
Know.
But it's definitely cloudy. You
Looks
know,
like
hard
a Kern's
to see
nectar.
It does look a lot like Kern's nectar. When's the last time you had a Kern's nectar? This morning, by chance.
I don't want to give anything away.
Recently,
with the Wine Country Big U coming up, but it may or may not exist in the old barbecue pantry.
Interesting.
Ooh, that's right next to Hamburger Helper, my secret ingredient. Well, yeah, back to the beer. The Kern's Nectar-like look and appearance, it does have that nice, like, apricot color to it, which is great. You know, the aroma on this thing, you definitely get, you get the sweetness. You do get a little stone fruit out of it. Not a ton, but you do get some. So it's definitely, you know, citrusy, if you will.
I got more of the fruit when you first poured it, as this has warmed up a tad. The fruit in the nose has dissipated a little bit. I said when you poured it, I said I smelled apricot right away.
Yeah.
And so now this is warm just a little bit. I don't get that nearly as much in the nose.
No, definitely you get a little more. It's definitely more dank.
Yes.
Which I know is your favorite descriptor in beer.
right.
But it definitely has a little bit of that Sonoma aroma, if you will. A little on that side. Herbaceous, I guess, is another way to say it.
Oh, I like that.
But this, going through this, you know, the taste, it delivers exactly. It's crazy how the aroma and the taste of this beer are in sync. They
yes.
are totally aligned.
I agree.
A lot of times you get, I get, you know, bready in the nose, or I get this, and then the flavor changes. This is completely the same from start to finish, which is really exciting. And that's just one of those things where you're tasting what you expect to taste. And it follows through with a really good, really nice soft mouth feel and finish.
There's a nice malt factor to this that I like. It's not overpowering. It's good. It creates balance. It's not particularly bitter in the finish. Carbonation level is nice, which I did not expect, seeing how thick it looked.
Yeah, I kind of want a little more carbonation out of it. For me, it's not yep. quite. It's just a little, and that maybe that's that hazy IPA playing a factor. But I it's just. There's something, you know, it's definitely light on and smooth on the mouthfeel. I think a little more carbonation would help this beer. I think it'd make it feel a little more effervescent instead of heavy on the palate. And that's what I'm feeling right now is like weight on my palate.
Yeah.
It's heavy but not bitter, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can see that.
See, that's why you're the morning show guy right
yeah.
there.
Well, that's actually
a good descriptor.
That's how people describe me. So I just knew that. It would work again in my life.
Well played.
On his business cards, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
well
right.
played.
You're gonna get bumper stickers made.
Yeah, you know, for this, you know, the finish is a little heavy, but not bitter. Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome.
But it's one of those things where it's gonna draw you back in for more. I enjoy it. I like it. I mean, this is a thumbs up. I wish a higher carbonation level and a little bit of a cleaner finish would be nice. But it's still, I'm very much impressed with the marriage from the aroma to the actual flavor. That's pretty cool.
The continuity of flavor is really, really great aspect of this beer. I'm thumbs up, too. I think it's really nice.
Thumbs up, guys. Thumbs up. Hen House IPA, thumbs up all the way around. You can check out this review and others at 977theriver.com. Check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on Google Play and iTunes. Catch them at the Wine Country Big Q tomorrow doing their thing. Metallic Q will be queuing. And I'll see you out there as well. Okay.
Can't
Thanks,
wait.
Thanks, Danny.